Testing. Okay. Hello, everyone. First, I want to apologize for how I'm sounding. I'm under the weather at the moment, which is another reason as to why I can't wait to move out of this area because it makes me extremely sick. But first, I hope you've been doing well. It's been a while, so I wanted to update you on a few things. Before I do, I want to thank each and every one of you who've contributed during my time of absence. Your kindness has not gone unnoticed. Thank you also to those who have been supporting me by following me on my socials. You all have been very patient through this troubling process, and I wanted to let you know that for now, as much as I want to give a solid answer, I have none. I have a possible outcome that is very beneficial to me, but is not a guaranteed yes. It's also why I've been silent as of late because I wanted to give you an absolute yes instead of a maybe. But for now, it's all I could go off of. I didn't realize how close September is. The summer heat has hopefully passed and made things easier. Well, one good news is thanks to your contributions, I'm able to get Clip Studio Paint again for the next year, so that was pleasant and it helped me to have hope that perhaps not all is lost. I shall definitely get started on that ASAP and have the next letter for you soon. I'm still deciding which flowers to place, so there may be new ones, or I may keep the traditional Mondstadt flowers, the same ones as Lisa's letter for the time being. Oh, other good news is I have been able to study more Nihongo. I wish I was better sounding, but here goes. Mukashi, Miyako no 近くの村に竹取りの大きなとやばって、Hold on. やばってる。No, what is that? やばってる。ああ、やばってれているおじいさんがいました。I'll just do one more.
おじいさんは毎日山へ行って竹を取り、それで籠を編み、ザルをすくって、
あ、that's a big one. 暮らしていました。あ、暮らしていました。So, I am... The biggest thing I'm still sorting out is the pacing of sentence structure. So you know how there's commas and pauses in the English language? I'm sorting out the pauses in the Japanese language, so... Once I get the hang of that, I would love to do audios of free short stories, when I'm sounding better, of course. Soothing ASMRs in other languages. I really enjoy that. Other good news is for Twitch. I can now stream and share emotes without having to go affiliate. So I'm very happy about that. And personally, I would not like to deal with ads on the stream. So seeing the emotes become available is very nice. Speaking of Twitch, I have been observing a lot of changes that's been happening on social media. And it's taught me a lot about security, backing up content, having your links secure. This is a bit difficult to admit, but I'll be honest. As much as I love to take it off like many others and have succeeded in streaming with a 3D model and having my YouTube go 100 plus with subscribers and everything, I am grateful to have waited and sort out many issues behind the scenes during the slowdown period. I learned the hard way that sometimes life slows you down to take a step back and really analyze what it is you truly want. And as frustrating as that can be, trust me, I know. I have been able to sort out those answers these last few months. And it feels good to have a much better direction now of the theater, and I look forward to opening up a Discord where all artists from all walks of life can share their works in our community. Patreon and website members only, of course. For now, at least. So, thank you all. Truly, I don't know your stories, nor all that you must endure each day, but I hope this next Ember letter can bring you joy. I'll be able to put it on Gumroad to make things easier, and it will be free for a limited time. I must go for now. I think I'm starting to sound worse as I keep recording, so thank you all for being with me throughout this difficult process. I don't know what I would have done without your support and contributions. Thank you again, and stay safe. As always. See you soon.